I went on some of base on the base. Tanu Rabbanan. Yikach shnei si'irei izin. Miut. Si'irei shnai. If it would just say yikach si'irei izin, I'd know that the minimum is two. Why does that say shnai? Matom adlomer shnei si'irei izin. Shu shneim shavim. The shnei comes to tell me they have to be equal. Minayin afopi she'enam shavim k'sherin. How do you know that b'dievet it's okay even if they're not equal, they don't look the same? Tamad lomer si'ir si'ir riba. Says si'ir echad and si'ir echad. So it tells me that each one can be different than the other one also b'dievet. Taimed the Rabbi Rachmana. Holo Rabbi Rachmana havi amina psulim ikuva minolad. Marshall, that without a riboy, that it's kosher b'dievet, just from the fact that it says shnei si'irei, I'd say it's ma'akev. We know that l'chatchila, nothing's ma'akev unless it's shino l'vakosim. Marsasoka daita chamina, shnei k'siv. It says three times shnei. Right? And the third one is coming to tell me it's ma'akev. Now that it said si'ir, it tells me don't learn like that, but it's not ma'akev, it's only l'chatchila. The Rabbi Rachman is Seir Seir Shnei Lomeli. So that's the case. Why do you need three times Shnei if it's not coming to tell me Ma'akev? So what comes to tell me Chad Lamara, that what's Lechatchila? What does it have? How similar do they have to be Lechatchila? Chad Lamara, one, that they look alike. The Chad Lakoma, second, that they're the same height. The Chad Ladom, the same worth, value. Tanya Nami Hochi, Gabi Kinsim et Sorok, let's see Rashi first. Ikuva Minolan, Imishum Dechsiva Chuka. Rashi says maybe the equal is because it says Chuka. Ha Bein Rab Yehuda, Bein Rab Nechem, Yeloksiva Chuka, El Al Dvorim Shehim in Avoda. Right, only things in the Avoda itself. Avalo Al Halakicha, Shehim mit Mol Shusom, not the Lakicha, the Bechlal isn't done on Yom Kippur. So Chuka can't be the equal. Sokadai Chamina, Shnei. Talta Ksivi. The Shino Alava Kosov Akiv says it again three times to be Ma'akiv. Chad Lamara, the Mitzvah La'akiv. All of these are only the Mitzvah and not La'akiv. Okay. Tanya Nami Hochi Gabi Kitse Mitzora. We find a similar thing by Kitse Mitzora. Yikach Shnei Kvasim. Says by the Mitzora, has to take two Kvasim. Miut Kvasim Shnayim. If it wouldn't say Shnei, it would say Yikach Kvasim. I know it's two. Matam Adlomer Shnei. Why does it say Dafka Shnei Kvasim? Shu Shneim Shavim. How do you know b'dievet is kosher even if they're not, they don't look the same? Talmud Lomar, kevis riba. Just kevis echad, kevis sheni. It's marbe that each one can be, b'dievet doesn't have to look the same. Time of the Rabbi Rachmana. Mashma, the only reason that b'dievet is kosher is because of a special riboy. Holo Rabbi Rachmana, have a mina psulim. Without the riboy, I would say that it's possible, ikuva menolet. You have to get it. You have to have a shino levakosav la'akiv. Why would I think it's ma'akiv? Soka daitachamina tiyaksiv. Says tiyya. Tiyya is mashma. This is the way it has to be. The hash of the Rabbi Rachmana kevis tiyya lomali. So that's the case. Now the tiyya doesn't mean that it's ma'akiv. So what does it mean? Right? Once we have a riboy that it's not ma'akiv, why do you need the word tiyya for it? Where it says, L'shar ha'viyosu shal mitzora. All the other things of the mitzora that are ma'akiv. You can't do the matan domim after the matan shemen. The shemen has to come after the dam. So all the other things that you have to do by the mitzora have to be in order. Tanya nami hachi, Tanya gabe mitzora ki agavna. By other things of the mitzora, we find similar. Tziporim, it says that the mitzora takes shnei tziporim. Miu tziporim shnayim. Matamad lomer shtei. Why does it say shtei tziporim? Shu shteim shavos. That lechatchila they have to be similar. Menayin shafa b'she'enam shavos k'sheiras. How do you know b'dievet it's kosher? Tamad lomer tzipor riba. It's a tzipor echad. Right, and tzipor, what's it called? Now that it's a riboy, so it tells me it's only lechatchila, not b'dievet. Time of the Rabbi Rachmana. Holo, Rabbi Rachmana psula, shikuva minolan. Same thing. That the only a riboy tells me it's not ma'akiv. L'chora, where do I know it's ma'akiv that I need a riboy to tell me it's not ma'akiv? Soka daitach amina tiyaksiv. It says here also tiyah. Where it says the hashli rabbi if one tzip or tiyah lamali. So why do you need tiyah for? If tiyah is not from ma'akiv, what do you learn from it? L'shar havi also shematzora. Similar, the same thing. That you have to know that the other things of the mitzora oni also are what's it called? Not ma'akiv. Are ma'akiv. That the seder is ma'akiv. Okay. the Gemara says, we'll see Rashi till here. Tiyaksiv zos tiyat Torah samitzora. The mashma v'yosol tehei parshazu kechol akosubot. Okay, right. Ihochi gabi tmidim nami teima tvasim miut tvasim shnayim. Matamad lomer shnayim shiv shneim shavim. Why don't we say the same thing by korban atomid? That l'chatchila both have to be the same. Umenayin shafal pisha ain shneim shavim sherim. How do you know even l'chatchila by korban atomid it doesn't have to be the same? That's the way Rashi learns. Tamad lomer keves keves riba. Ula mitzvah hachinami debayin. Mashma that by the Talmud also the chatchila the mitzvah has to be the same. Just be the evidence, it's not market. That's not true. Even by korban Talmud they don't have to be the same. Even the chatchila. So Mora says no. Hahumi boy lechadetanya shnayim layom. The shnayim over here is not coming to tell me that they have to be the same. It's telling me shnayim layom that when you're makir of the two, it has to be keneged hayom, opposite the sun. Right, that you shech the korban tamid shel shachar opposite where the sun is rising, and you what's it called shech the tamid shel ben arbaim opposite where the sun is setting. So it's farthest away from the sun to show that you're not doing it. It's a sun worship. Ata omer keneged hayom o ein ele chovas hayom. Maybe shnayim layom means it's chovas hayom every day, not keneged hayom. So it's not a special limud. That pasuk tells me that it's a chova two times every day. Why do I need shnayim layom in addition? That's to tell me keneged hayom, that it has to be opposite the sun. Umani mekayim shnayim layom keneged hayom. Okay, so tamid shel shachar yinishcha keren tzvonis maravis. The tamid shel shachar is nishcha on the south, on the northwest corner of the mizbeach, which is the caddy quarter, the farthest from the rising sun, al tabash niya, on the second tabas, where they had the tabos in the beis hamitbachayim, where they used to shech the karbanos, was on the second one. The first one they needed to put down, to tie down the feet of the karban, so they could lay it out and shecht it so it wouldn't turn over. And others say that it should be farther away from the Zbeach in case it went to the bathroom, that it wouldn't, what's it called, wouldn't be right next to the Zbeach. The Shabbein Harbayim Hayanishchet Al Kerem Mizrachis Tzvonis. And the one of Ben Harbayim was on the east, northeast corner of the Mizbeach, Al Tabashnia, also the farthest away from the setting sun. Rashi. Keneged hayom, keneged zrichas hashemesh, opposite the rising sun or setting sun. Maybe it's just partial. Tell me, you need two every day, and then the two will still be extra. Al kerem arovis svonis, ashom izbeach. Shehashemesh bo min hamizrach. The sun is rising in the east. The fich of moshcho ashochet l'tzad marav, therefore he shechts it in the west, farthest away from the sun. Marchiko min akosla mizrach b'chol yicholas. Nebnei shaksolim gvoim, v'acham ha-shachris b'shipulo shel rakia. Right? In the morning, the sun is in the bottom of the sky, rising in the east. V'tzeh l'akosla omi kenegda. And it makes a shade, right, on the western walls. Utsfonish, and we have to shecht it on the north side, because Kotche Kedoshim is Shritasim al Yerecham is Be'ach Tzofona. But you make it on the northwest side, opposite the sun. The Shom Hoya Beis HaMitbachayim, V'atabos Kvuos Baritz, V'losis Rosha Behem L'tochot. That's where they shecht it, they put the head of the animal in these rings to hold it down, steady. The Hain Esrim V'Arboa K'minim HaMishmoros. Each Mishmor had its ring for shechting. U'makomun Esrim V'Arboa Amos Al Esrim V'Arboa K'vuos V'Shisha Snori. In six rows, right, 24 Amos by 24 Amos was the area that had these 24 Tabos. Al Tabash Sheitshniya Lo B'Tabash Sheitzol Mizbeach. Not the first one closest to the Mizbeach. Ela B'Shniya Lo HaMashucha L'Tzad Tzofel. The one towards the north, the next one towards the north. And the shochet faced northeast, and this was in the northwest side. That's where the sun is coming from. So he's opposite the sun. The time in Tabash nearly Adana. Rashi, I don't know why Dafka the second Tabash. Dani Shamati, Kadesha Te Arishonim, Sayosale, Ochas Baraglia Behemish Lotehothe. That the first one, you tie the legs of the animal, it shouldn't turn over. The Shalbeinu Arbaim, you put the animal upside down with its neck facing up, and that's how you shechted it. So in order it shouldn't turn over, they tied the feet by the first Tabash. The Shalbeinu Arbaim, Shacham Abom in Hamariv, in the afternoon when the sun is in the west, Moshe Chasmo Sad Mizrach. You put it in the northeast side. The Chol Yecholes, upon of Lamariv, Dura Malachsov, Shazricha Shacham Abom Isham. It's opposite the sun, but farthest away from the sun, the Miri says, to show that we're not sun worshippers. Musafin Shal Shabbos, Vare Tzrichin Shiu Shneim Shodim. Musaf of Shabbos, Vare, they have to be similar. Right there, and the shaila is whether that's l'chatchila or afilu b'di'evit. It's machlokas rishonim. But l'chatchila, vadai, they have to be, and what's this vadai? So I was thinking that there's a medrash that says, v'yom ha-shabbos shnei kvosim b'nei shana t'mimim. It says, ola shabbos b'shabbos, what's it called, what's it say, karoi lo. It says, t'ikant ha-shabbos ratzisa korban al-seva. Let me see this. That's a Tzaveinu Hashem Elokeinu Lahakrib Korban Musa Shabbos Karoi. So what's the Karoi? So Tosus brings down over here on what's it called, a Medrash. The Medrash says that everything on Shabbos is double. Shomer v'zochor, b'dibur echad is double, and the karbonos are double, and the lechem is double, and so on. A whole bunch of double things. So Shabbos has two inyanim in it. There's the shomer aspect and the zochor. So everything therefore has to be double and the same, because b'dibur echad nemru. So therefore, everybody agrees that they have to be shovim by Musaf Shabbos, because the idea is they should be two, but they should be like shomer v'zochor, b'dibur echad, the same. Tana Rabbanan, shnei sira yom ha-kipurim. Sheshochtem b'chutz. Okay, so now we're going to something else. So that's a Musaf Mishal Shabbos. Shenemer b'hem shnei kvasim v'adai shnayim shovim li'ikuva. So Rashi learns that it's li'ikuva. That even b'di'evit, if they're not the same. This is the one, the exception. They have to be exactly the same. Midlohoder k'sib b'hu echad l'rabos. It doesn't say over here echad and echad. It says shlam, shnayim. So it's ma'akim. Afo b'shenem shovim l'hachshir. Kach shomakim. V'kashali. Ikuva minolim. Where do you know an ikuv? It has to be shino lavakosiv. All the other places we had a tea, we had something that have a meaning to say it's ma'akev. The nira be'enai dehochi goras. Musafim vadei shnaim lemitzvah. Mitzvosim lioshavim. Velo garsinim medloksiv echad echad. The shits of the talmidei tarbitsoihi. Okay, then Kisarashi in the end comes out that it's not ma'akev. But there are other rishonim who hold the taki is ma'akev. It's machlokas rishonim. Some hold, and some have the gears over here that you bedavka don't need shoving. There's three different gears over here. One is that it's ma'akiv b'di'evit by Musaf. One that it's not ma'akiv at all. And one that it's what's it called ma'akiv v'chatchil. Okay, now let's go through the Tana Rabbanan. Shnei sira yom ha-kippurim sheshochtem b'chutz. If you shechted them outside the mikdash, so there's a halacha of shchutei chutz, something that's fit to go inside the mikdash, and you shecht it outside, you're over the isser chiyuv kares of shchut echutz. So if you shecht the shnei sira yom ha-kippurim ad shelo higrila, you don't make a hagrala, so you don't know which one is lashem and which one is sila azazel. Sila azazel is not royally go to vifni. You don't shecht it inside, you don't bring it as a carbon. So on that one, you're not going to be chayiv shchut echutz. On the one that's ba lifnim, that's roy lifnim, you'll be chayiv. But here you didn't make hagrala yet, so neither one is roy, or both of them are roy for Mitzvah Pneim, and both are Roy for Sirah Mishlaleah. So then Chayiv al Shneim. So you're Chayiv on both, because both are Roy, you're Makdish both of them. One of them could be the Seer HaPnimi, you don't know which one, so they're both Roy at this point to go Lifnim. So you're Chayiv on both of them. Mishahigril Aleyim, Chayiv al Shoshem Upatar Shalazozoy. Right? You were Magril, so now you know which one is Shoshem, that's Roy to go in the Mikdash, to be Shechted as a Korban. Therefore, if you Shechted outside, you Chayiv Kores. The one that's Lazazel is not Roy to be Nikrav as a Korban. So therefore, you're not Chayiv on that one if you're Makravit Bachut. So Morris says, Adshalo Higru Aleyim Chayiv al Shnehem Lamai Chosu. What are they right for? You didn't make the Hagrola yet. It's missing the Hagrola. So they're not, at this moment, they're not, neither of them is Roy to go Bithnim. They both have the possibility after the Maisa Hagrola that they could go Bithnim. But right now, neither is Roy to go Bithnim because they're Chosr Hagrola. Amravchiz, the whole of a Roy, Lasira Nasa Bachutz. They're Roy, both of them at this point. Even if you don't make Hagrola, you could change them and use it for the Seir that goes on the outside. Not the Seer HaPnimi. There's another Seer you bring on Yom Kippur that's Shechted regular. Right? You don't bring its blood inside. Right? So both of them are Roy. You could bring them on Yom Kippur for Seer HaBola and Bachut. You change them. You didn't make Hagrola yet. So they are Roy, the Pesach Ol Moed. When Moshe says, Maishnol, the Seer HaNasa Bifnim, Delo, the Mechusar Hagrola, why don't you say you're chayiv if you shecht it outside? Because it's roy to make hagrola and to bring it inside. And either one has the possibility of bringing it inside after the hagrola. Why don't you say that it's roy for inside after the hagrola? Why? Because what's it called? Mechusar hagrola. Because it's mechusar amaisa. So right now, it's not roy for anything. Legabi sir hapnim. Because it's missing hagrola. Before you bring Seir HaNasa Bachutz, you have to do all the other Avodos, because they have to be done in order. So it's not right now Roy for Seir HaNasa Bachutz, because you still have to do all the Avodos. Obviously, you didn't make Hagrola yet, you didn't do any of the Avodos yet. So that's Mechusar Maisa too. It's Mechusar the Maisa of all the other Avodos, just like this is Mechusar Hagrola. So Rav Chisda, ein mechusar zman lebo b'yom. No, that's only a matter of, there's nothing in that thing that you have to do. It's just a matter of time until the other avodas will be done. And there's no maisa, like here, the hagrola is a maisa in these se'irim. Over here, the maisa of the other avodas is not in this se'ir. It's just a maisa that you have to wait till you finish the other avodas. That's a separate outside thing. That's not ma'akev. That's called Roy Mechusar's Man Lebo Bayom. It's just a matter of time. That doesn't make you potter if you bring it outside. But if it's Mechusar Amaisa in the thing itself, that, yes, is Ma'akiv. Omer Avina, Hashem, the Omer of Chizda, Mechusar Hagrola, ka Mechusar Maisa. Now that we say that Mechusar Hagrola is like Mechusar Maisa in the thing itself, right, Domi? Had the Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Shlomim Sheshachtim, Kodim Sheniftechu, Dalsa Sahechom Psulim. Right, that which Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Shmuel, that if you shechted Shlomim before you open the doors of the Hechel, right, that their pasul Shenamar Veshachto Pesach Oil Moed Bisman Shu Pasuach, the Lo Bisman Shu Nol. Right, that if you shechted a Shlomim before the doors of the Hechel were opened, their pasul the nail, if you shechted them outside, right. Shachtam Bachutz Kodim Sheniftechu Dalsa Sehechel Potter My time a Mechusar Psicha Ka Mechusar Maisa Dami. Right, the Maisa, that since we say that a Maisa Mechusar Maisa is what's it called is makes you potter from shechting something outside that you couldn't shecht inside without another Maisa done to it. It's the same thing over here. Over here you had to open the doors of the Hechel to make it kosher. If you shechted them at that point, they're possible. So the Melech, you shechted them outside before the Dalsos Hechel were open. That before the Dalsos, right, Hechel were open, it's also possible. It's also kosher. It's not, you're not Chayiv Kores. Because it couldn't have been brought inside at that point. Rashi. Shnei Sir Yom HaKippurim, Shem Mishalachon Hen Kedoshim. Once you take them, they're Kodesh. So they have Kedusha. They're Korbanos. Shari Mitrumas HaLishka Bo, V'shachtam B'chutz HaZorah. and you took these animals that are kodesh and you shechted them outside the azor. So chayiv al shneihem mishum shchutei chutz. You chayiv on both of them because you shechted korbanos outside the azor. L'kamen porach kodem agrol l'may chazu bifnim. Later on, the Gemara is going to ask, right? How could you be chayiv koresh? You couldn't bring them bifnim before the hagrol. The kivan de lochazi amei chayiv. Since you're not roy lifnim, you're not chayiv on shchutei chutz. You shechted it outside al pnei asada. The al pesach oel moed lo hevil. Mashmi, you could have brought a pesach oel moed, and you didn't. But if you couldn't have brought a pesach oel moed, you couldn't have made a korban of it yet. Then you're not chayiv koreis on shchutei chutz. Upatra shol azazel lo chazi lakrifnim. Once you made the hagrala, you're chayiv on shol shein because that's roy to bring lifnim. But the one of the seir lazazel is not never roy to bring lifnim. The Sira Nasa Bechutz, someone says no. Even before the Hagrola, it's Roy to be brought as the Seir Hanasa Bechutz. Call Echod Hayaroy Lakrivo the Chatas HaMusaf Shul Yom HaKippur. As part of the Musaf Yom Kippur is a Seir. HaAmur Parshas Pinchas. So you could have brought it for the Musaf. It was still Roy for that. What's the difference between Sir Hapnim that it's not Roy before the Hagrola? Because you have to make Hagrola. The Sir Anasa Bechutz Nami Lochazu, the Machasri Kol Maisa Avodas Hayom. Because you can't bring it for Musaf until you finish all the other Avodas of the day. It has to be in order. All the other things had to be done. So for sure, mechusar ma'isa, mechusar a lot of ma'isa. So it says, "Ein mechusar zman lebo b'yom le'inyan sirachitzon ein kan chisar ma'isa begufo." When it comes to the sirachitzon, it's roy for that now. Except there's other avodas that have to be done first. That's just called mechusar zman. That's not mechusar ma'isa in the thing itself. That's not chisorin. That's just a memela, dig a thing. Aval hagrola afal gav the lab meisa begufani. Hagrola the meisa is not a meisa in the goof hakorbin itself. To ha amor and alias goral mitoch kalfi hi makelis. Aval hanocha in the makelis. You don't have to put it on the behemoth. It's not a meisa on the behemoth itself. The hagrola is just picking it up from the kalfi. Afilu hachi hoel umitzvah amura bohenhi ke mechusar ma'isa dami. It's like mechusar ma'isa in the thing, even though you have to do anything in the seir itself, but it's a ma'isa that's ma'akev this seir specifically. It's as if it's a ma'isa in the seir itself, and that is ma'akev. Therefore, you potter. Hashad omer Rav Chisda mechusar hagrola ke mechusar ma'isa dami afal gav the lab ma'isa beguf. And even though it's not a ma'isa mamish in the goof, but it's something that is ma'akev this specific animal, not something that is because of other ma'isim that have to be done first. But this is a mitzvah to do it in this thing. Same thing goes the ilav the chazi l'sora musaf loya mischayav ashritasim. And therefore, if it wouldn't be roy for sir achutz al sir pnim, it would not be. You wouldn't be chayav shkutei chutz because it's not roy to go pnim without hagrola, and hagrola is a maisa, considered a maisa begufo, even though it's not mamish begufo. Chad omer Shmuel mechusar psicha ke mechusar maisa dami, that if you shech any korbanos before you open the doors of the heichal, they're possible. So the doors of the heichal are a maisa, a mitzvah in any korban. It's not just an order, it's like hagrola. Since it said, Gabi, this korban specifically, that if you open the shechter before you open, it has to be pesach ol moed when it's pasuah, right? It says this korban itself, the shechter pesach ol moed when it's pasuah. So if it's closed, it's not good. So it's considered like a maisha, this korban, and therefore it's ma'akev and you're not potter on shchutei chutz.